you. Welcome to a brand new season of Follow the Sun. So today's topic is about jealousy and envy in friendships, and I hope you enjoy it so much. I love you. Let's get it. Hey guys, welcome to Follow the Sun. Hi, it's a brand new episode. It's a brand new season. What's good? It's your girl Jan, and whoa, how are you doing? I hope you're fine. I hope you're good. I hope everything is going smooth. I'm sending you hugs and love and just like a lot of support, basically. What's been up with you? What's been going on with you? So, I mean, I've been writing exams, basically, but I'm done. So, let's have a brand new season. The Grammys. Let's talk about that before we get into the topic of the day. The Grammys. I normally do not like the Grammys because I have my reasons. You hear that on an episode soon. But I'm so happy for Burna Boy, Wizkid, and Beyonce. 28 Grammys, bro. That is an amazing, impressive record at that. Okay. So now, my quote of the day. It's by Abraham Hicks. And it says, a drum roll please, you came to radiate with the fullness of who you are. You came to radiate with the fullness of who you are. It's basically about good vibes and shining and light. So what's up with you? Today's topic is about jealousy and envy in friendships. And we do not normally talk about it. So I'm like, okay, let's have a conversation. Now, jealousy and envy can be very complex and hard to walk through, especially if you're experiencing it or you're facing it from somebody else. Now, the foundation of most friendships starts with the perception that both of you are equal. So when one person is more successful, the balance is shifted. Jealousy is a normal emotion that everyone experiences, but if you're not careful, it can grow into resentment and bitterness. And, you know, expressing jealousy doesn't make you a bad person or a toxic person. It makes you human because it's a perfectly normal human emotion. But now, if you do not deal with it, it will become unhealthy. Okay? Now, jealousy can happen for a number of reasons. It could be self-doubt or insecurities. But, you know, a bit of jealousy can be healthy because it will motivate you to reach the same achievement as your friend. Now, there's the jealousy that comes when someone close to you gets something you want, like a job or a relationship. And there's also that feeling when your friend that used to be like, I'm just giving an example, that used to be like super pretty just isn't as pretty as before. And that feeling of, oh, all right, now look at you. That could also be jealousy manifesting. Now, let me give you some signs of jealousy in friendships. They greet you and your good news with negativity. Let's say something good happened to you and you want to tell your closest friends, as you should, but instead of them congratulating you and supporting you, your friend looks for the downsides or the negativity in what you just got. Alternatively, they give you this fake congratulations, and as if you're forcing them to give you congratulations, and you know, they try to discourage you from pursuing your goals. That's a sign of toxicity. Now, just a disclaimer. This might not mean the person is jealous. The person might just be bad vibes, but it's also a sign of jealousy. So, you know, you should pay attention to the patterns of behavior. They frequently try to outdo you or one-up you. Let's say you get your first major purchase, which is a car. Few months later, your friend walks up with the latest model of that car, and you know, it could be like they just simply like the car, or you know, the behavior might also suggest that the person is jealous and This behavior, actually coupled with a lot of signs, may suggest that the person's actually jealous of you. If you start sharing things and your friend starts giving you negative reactions and you choose to, you know, keep it to yourself, which is a really bad strategy, because you will not want to talk about your accomplishments. That could also mean you're in a jealous relationship. Well, there's jealousy somewhere in that relationship that you're in. Do you understand? So now, here are a few tips to overcome any feelings of jealousy you may have of your friend's success. Now, this is a personal thing to you. If you feel jealous of your friend's success, here's a way that you might, you know, work on it. A few ways to deal with it healthily. Now, acknowledge envy. Admitting that we are envious can be very threatening, because it means that we are acknowledging our own weakness and insecurity. The first clue is that envy might be irrational feelings of hostility towards, you know, the object of our envy. Okay, that was a really confusing line. The first clue about envy is hostility to the object of our envy. Do you understand? Like, the person that we're being envious. When we start becoming very hostile to the person, then that's a huge ass problem. Now, let your envy feel self-improvement when appropriate. I understand that it's totally normal to feel, you know, jealous, and there's just some things that would touch you, but you just have to use it as a tool for self-improvement. It's a great stepping stone for improvement. It's a great inspiration. So now, the third one is stop comparing yourself to your friend. Being connected to friends who are advancing in their careers is incredibly beneficial for your own opportunities. Learn to be satisfied with your life, irrespective of what you have. Contentment, and just learn. Like, I don't know, there's some people that would be like, oh, I used to be so jealous of this person, then I got to know about this person's real life, and I'm like, oh, wow. Wow, that they're really suffering in a major way. But you don't have to wait for somebody to suffer to be to stop being jealous of them. That really just diminishes who they are as a person. You just view them as an object. Do you understand? Now, I'm saying, another disclaimer, these are not instant cures or anything, but it's worth a try, okay? So try it. And the fourth and the final one is try to focus on the friendships. Sometimes being envious can ruin a good friendship. Just try to remember why you chose this person as a friend. Was it their humor or their loyalty or their taste in music? Don't allow your friend's success get in the way of your friendship, okay? And even then, sometimes the friendship needs a break if it's becoming too toxic, too negative and draining. If you're tired of working on it and tired of talking about it because the energy doesn't change, then it's best to end the friendship. And that hurts so much when you end your friendship. It really, really, really hurts. But, you know, I guess it's worth a try. You guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. It's the first episode and I miss talking to you, and I'm so jumpy and happy to finally be back. I hope you enjoy this episode and you have learned a lot from it. Remember to share to your friends, and please check out my newsletter. I will leave the link down in the descriptions. Review, share, tell your friends about this podcast. I've missed you so much. Bye. Have a good day. So for my bonus outro, I just want to tell you guys that I've been trying to make an intro and it's been fucking hard. Anyways, have a good day. Bye.